At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I want to just review quickly. We had this terrific Fox Nation special that I hosted about the evils of socialism it was all about socialism, the unofficial, unauthorized history of socialism. Now, this played live on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in the morning, but you can catch it on Fox Nation anytime. It's replaying and playing. Actually, some of it was on Fox Business last night. But I just want to walk through some of the issues here because, you know, socialism is in the air. The Biden administration is engaged in what Newt Gingrich has called big government socialism, and it has utterly failed. I mean, they've taken a booming economy and turned it into a high inflation, bust recession economy. And the key point here, the totalitarian evils of socialism always destroy freedom and property. There is no life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in a socialist state. Socialism believes in the state, power, government power. All right, free market capitalism that I support is always a triumph of human power, individual power. And the great economist Friedrich Hayek, who wrote The Road to Serfdom many years ago, Nobel Prize winner, he wrote that socialism is always totalitarianism. An essentially planned economy never works. Again, it's human action versus government action. And the problem is socialism does not deliver the goods. Just look at the old Soviet Union. Just look at Venezuela. Look at Iran. Look at North Korea. Look at China. China had market openings for 20 years. Their economy improved. The last 10, 15 years, they've closed it back down. The Chinese Communist Party has closed it back down. Their economy is suffering enormously. Now, you can, you know, go back. I mean, Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize winner, in his famous book, Capitalism and Freedom, Milton argued a society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. And the great economist Thomas Sowell argues that socialism is a wonderful idea. It is only as a reality that it has been disastrous. Hayek argues that if socialists really understood economics, they wouldn't be socialists. And Margaret Thatcher, years ago, argued that the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Boy, is that the case. And my former boss, Ronald Reagan, used to say, well, the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. And we've learned throughout history the totalitarian evils of socialism destroy freedom, and they destroy prosperity everywhere. And the thing that goes unsaid so many times in this discussion or debate nowadays, a free economy, a free market capitalist economy with the rule of law is probably the greatest theory to emerge in all of history. The most successful, prosperous results from free market capitalism, bringing people out of poverty, allowing them to climb the ladder of opportunity. It has changed the world. Wherever it's been applied, it has changed the world. And you don't hear that with everybody talking about the importance of big government this and big government that and spending this and spending that. And that brings me to the America's big government socialism, the drift toward socialism, which is so alarming. And my great friend, economist Kevin Hassett, has written the book about that. You've heard him here on the radio. You've seen him on the TV show. America is drifting towards socialism under the Bidens. And what they do nowadays, it's not like Joe Stalin in the 30s and 40s, 1930s and 40s, they don't have to buy the means of production. You don't have to buy the steel mills or the farms or whatever. They do it by using the power of the federal regulatory state. That's the central planning, the power of the regulatory state. Frequently by unelected bureaucrats with no congressional laws or authority. I mean, look at COVID. Closing down schools, closing down businesses, closing entire cities, closing entire states. No scientific proof. That's socialism. That's central planning through the regulatory state. Look what they've done in the war against fossil fuels. They basically closed down leasing, permitting, fracking, drilling. No new natural gas. You know, even today, we're going to talk about this a bit later, but we're still only producing 11.3 million barrels a day. Pre-COVID, we were producing over 13 million barrels a day. Why? Because of the Biden's regulatory war against fossil fuels. And you've got all these government agencies, the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Reserve, these huge planning agencies using unauthorized, unconstitutional regulatory power to take over large chunks of the economy. Large chunks of the economy. That's modern socialism, and that's the drift towards socialism that we have to stop. And by the way, I will say this too. Modern Marxism, you know, it opposes religion. It opposes parental guidance in the education system. It opposes the family unit. It's trying to rewrite American history. So there's a cultural aspect to this. A totalitarian economy and a totalitarian culture. Cultural Marxists don't want free speech. They don't want religious freedom. They try to censor. They try to take over the internet and censor mostly conservatives. Anyway, all of this has to be stopped. That's the challenge in front of us. That's the war against big government socialism. We must not allow these totalitarian impulses. I've spent my entire professional career fighting for freedom and free markets and capitalism and prosperity. And I will continue to do so. And I hope people listen to this. I hope you have a chance to dial up on Fox Nation, the unauthorized history of socialism. I hosted that with some terrific, brilliant people as my guests. We have to stop the American drift towards socialism. We have to stop the totalitarian evils of socialism that destroy our freedom and our prosperity. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. And the other side of the break, we're going to talk some more about supply-side tax policy and also our failing energy situation. We are just failing left and right. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.